every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Jeffrey, how are you? And happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you very much.
I just want to give a quick shout out to one of our dear friends up in the Boston area, Mr. Buckner. Oh, my goodness gracious, Buckner. You finally got a real guy to buy the Boston Celtics. Oh, there's a leprechaun. Oh, my goodness gracious, alive.
Yes, the Boston Celtics. You know, I've been hearing about this sale for a while now, and I don't know that getting rid of the ownership of the Celtics was necessarily a thing that had to happen. I know a lot of people are like, they did this, they did this. That the Boston Celtics have been incredible recently, at least.
Yeah.
So I'm glad it's under new ownership. Kid seems to really appreciate the Celtics.
$1 billion Bill Chisholm laid out. And you know, he's been a huge Celtic fan since Larry Bird. So that'll tell you.
Yeah, I did. Things can't get any worse in Boston, any better in Boston, so hopefully it doesn't make them worse. We're going to get into college football, the NFL, Jabroni of the Week, Major League Baseball, and the WWE this week. Exciting week of sports.
Well, it's dynamite. And boy, you wait till we blow some news on our Mouthing Off Nation about the WWE, what they're going to do to certain people. And that's unbelievable. I love this stuff, man.
I saw this on the paperwork and I thought to myself, oh man, I had no idea. And I'm assuming at this point our fans don't have any idea either. So it is some exciting stuff that is going to change the face of professional wrestling in the very near future if it turns out to be true. We'll find out about that and more after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BILL for an extra 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code BILL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BILL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BILL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know what's really, really cool? When you look around at Coach Nick Saban's legacy, not only with players, he's got coaches everywhere. I mean, Alabama misses him. This dude with Alabama, and he's not going to get it done, I'm just telling you. And who you think's a quarterback with Ohio State? It's certainly not Ohio State, boy. It's an Alabama guy who was signed by Nick Saban.
That is interesting, because I know this has happened over and over again in the recent history, where these guys, you know, enter the transfer portal and go get an opportunity somewhere else. But
well, he's a sophomore. He's in his sophomore year. Yeah, he left because Nick Saban retired. He only went to Alabama. He was a five-star recruit out of California, Julia Sayin. This guy he's an unbelievable quarterback. He's going to give Archie Manning, you got two good quarterbacks. What a game that's going to be, Ohio State and Texas. You got two great quarterbacks and two great teams to open the season.
It's crazy, though. These guys end up moving around and switching teams, and then they're in the conversation for the national championship. And it looks like if Julian Sain can live up to his potential, Ohio State, who is pretty much always in the conversation for a national championship, is the next in line for those guys that transfer from big school to big school. And they're playing against their former team in the playoffs. So we'll probably get an opportunity. I don't know. Actually, Alabama may be the team that doesn't have a shot at the playoff now. But he left after Nick Saban retired, and Alabama still yet to prove itself to me that they are the school that they were when Nick Saban was there.
Well, you know, when you look at Coach Ryan out of Ohio State, what a job he did of coaching last year.
Yeah.
I mean, now this is what Julia's saying. I mean, he probably had a conversation with Nick Saban, you know, when because Nick recruited him. And I'm sure that Coach Saban said, hey, look, Ohio State's a place you probably need to go. You know, being truthful to the kid, because he only went to Alabama because of Coach Saban.
Ohio State, if you're a young college athlete, although it pains me to say this, Ohio State is going to give you an opportunity. It seems like no matter who the coach is, no matter who the players are, Ohio State always seems to be in the mix when it comes to playing late in the college football season for a championship. It's been that way for seemingly two decades now, nonstop. I can't remember an Ohio State team that faltered, and Michigan has been in the doldrums and not been able to get to that level, mainly because they have to play Ohio State every year. And the year that they won the championship, it was because they were able to beat Ohio State finally under Coach Jim Harbaugh. And we're going to talk about that later in the segment. But before we get to that, ODARK 30, where tactical meets practical. ODARK 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. ODARK30.com. Tell them we sent you.
A five-star line, without a doubt. And you know, you're talking about a five-star quarterback. You got Cade Klubnik, you know, who's very grateful to Dabo Swinney. Now, here's Dabo Swinney, another Alabama guy.
Yeah.
He went on to be a great coach. And see, it seems like these coaches, you got Cincinnati. At Indiana, came from Nick Saban. I mean, just look at the tree that Saban has laid out, and they all are good. And you see why players want to go play for Nick Saban. You know, I'm just not really sold on the Alabama head coach, period. But I'm sold on Dabo Swinney because I know he knows how to win. And you know something? You know what's really cool, Jeffrey?
What's that?
Is, you know, there's two schools that claim that their stadium is Death Valley. You got LSU and you got the Clemson Tigers. Now, we need to tell our millions of fans the damn truth. And the truth is, in 1948, a coach from Presbyterian College is the first guy. He says, oh, man, I can't, you know, because he couldn't beat Clemson. He said, it's just like going into Death Valley. And he did that in 1948. So, you know, LSU, you know, I hate to tell you, you're an SEC guy. I hate to tell you, quit using an ACC guy's name because you're not Death Valley. Well, you ought to say, hey, this is a Cajun Valley or something really cool.
I guess there could be two Death Valleys, but it is college football. You know, there are lots of
There's only one Grand Canyon.
But there's only one Tiger also in college football, and there's only one, I'm trying to think of all of the mascots that they share, one Bulldogs. College football has two of everything, it seems, and I guess that...
Well, yeah, you got, LSU's got a Tiger. Clemson's got a Tiger. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, come on, man, put them back in the zoo and be done with it. It's like, but LSU is a storied franchise. They got a lot of great ball players, and they got a good quarterback down there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be really – the LSU and Clemson is going to be a hell of a game. I mean, college football is getting like a game day kind of deal that's going to blow their friggin' mind. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, this first week of college football is going to be very exciting. I mean, no matter your school, the first week, there's hope left that you're going to compete – for that national championship. There are guys from Grambling University right now that are thinking, we could win the national championship. We have not yet lost a game. So there's still hope. Now, granted, most of those schools will go home Saturday evening, whether it be early or late, knowing that their hopes are dashed and there's no way they're going to play for a championship. But these bigger schools like Ohio State and Texas and LSU and Clemson can take a loss in the first game of the week and still manage to claw their way back into that playoff, which is why I think we're seeing more and more of these big-time matchups happen in the first week, which is great for television, it's great for the fans, and if you don't, now that we're in this, we're in a different era, because back in the AP days, if you lost week one, your chances of winning the championship came down to if everybody else lost. You couldn't be one, two, or three loss team that made it into the championship. But now, with the playoff structure and how they're ranking teams, you can still pull it off, which is exciting for football. Let's jump into this Michigan championship. It's bogus, it says here on my paperwork. Jim Harbaugh is tarnished by the scandal. Michigan has been fined $30 million. Break this one down for me, Eddie.
Well, you know, and Jim Harbaugh is one of my favorite coaches of all time. And it's pretty much like this. every one of these big time colleges, if you're not cheating, you're not winning. And I don't know, it's kind of like stealing signals. I mean, that's been done forever. Okay. So Michigan went out, you got a videotape, and they always say, roll the videotape. So he sends the crew out, and they watch every move on these coaches, and they film it, and they go it down. That's called sign stealing, and that's what they did.
There's a whole documentary about this and the kid that came up with it and how they were pulling it off. He sort of denies that he was actually doing it. I don't know how it ended up.
Oh, he did it.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, you did it, buddy.
It's clear at the end of the day that it was definitely done. I believe that, you know, this goes back to Ohio State, though, because the reality of it is that Ohio State financed
a project.
they were whining about this happening to them. And so there was an investigation launched at the behest of Ohio State, which, as we know, they should be called the Ohio State jock sniffers, because every jock sniffer loves Ohio State. So they got whiny about the fact that signs were being stolen, and they launched the investigation into Michigan and Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh bails because obviously he's guilty of this. But the reality of it is, I think that every school,
the only reason he bailed, he won a national championship like he came to do. Now he can go back to what he really loves is the NFL. And, you know, it's like, what are you going to do? I mean, in college football, it's all about winning. And that's what he did. You can't say that he didn't. He did what he needed to do.
All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Mouthing Off, all over the
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, I just got to say this before we get into the juice of the matter here. I want to, did you realize that the NFL network was bought, really wasn't bought, but kind of traded for 10% of ESPN network? So ESPN actually owns the NFL Network. And now you got Rich Eisen back doing SportsCenter. And the first time he did SportsCenter yesterday, first time in 20 years. And so all the top guys, have you noticed, from the NFL Network are on ESPN now.
I would say that this is potentially good, but most likely bad. In this day and age, the last sports network that you want to be involved with is ESPN. And I don't know who's going to win this arm wrestling event between the NFL and ESPN. I know they're both very woke, but ESPN...
Well, have you noticed is that all of a sudden, here's where I have a problem. Now, if the NFL wants to push somebody, a star, they're going to tell ESPN to focus on these guys. I need these pushed instead of okay, you got 10%. You keep your damn mouth shut. I don't want to hear from you. Not only are that stupid NFL with that woke crap or got stuff on the field again, you know, grow up, man. Everybody knows what you need to do. Don't you give me some damn thing. Love this, like that, hate this. Don't do this. Don't tell me what the hell to do. Play some damn football. That's all I want to hear from your happy ass.
Couldn't agree more. And this one, so basically ESPN got big time into baseball, got out. They're big time into hockey right now. And now they're big time in the NFL. They just seem to gnash their claws into every major sport. And by the way, if you watch ESPN, you would think that the only thing that they carry is women's soccer, women's flag football. It seems as though it's a network that is geared towards women. It's not what it used to be, Eddie. It's not good. I personally, yeah. I'm sorry. A lot of people
all
say,
the
fact of the matter is everybody says, you're just letting them trigger you with that. You're just letting them trigger you with that. You're right. I'm triggered. I want to watch sports. Yeah. I don't mind if you, during your sports center, and during all of your things, if you choose to promote those things, I'm completely fine with that. But I should not have to sit down to watch a football game, a baseball game, or a hockey match and see those promotions. They know better than anybody.
The only thing I got to say about ESPN, and you and me helped build the damn thing. So it's like, what happened to all the Chris Bermans and everybody else in the world that were great?
I guess really at the end of the day, they're targeting an audience and it's 50% of the people. And if that's the 50% that they feel like they want to get by alienating the other 50%, or maybe I'm just at this point in my life, a grumpy old man, but I feel like there is a pushback against this stuff, and ESPN and Disney in general have literally said, we don't care. We are going to continue to act this way no matter what you say, no matter how much pushback there is. We're forcing this in. And I'm tired of it. But let's talk NFL.
Well, you know something? I'm going to drop it after this. You got to, it's like I always say, Jeffrey, you know why we're good as what we are? Because I'm Mr. Ratings. I do what we need to do to put ratings on the table. And Darren Peck sitting in San Francisco, it's all about the ratings that Mouthing Off does. I don't care about all this other woke crap. I'm going to just tell you what it is, and that's what Mouthing Off's about. If you don't like it, we're not politically correct, and I'm not going to tell you we are because I'm never going to be politically correct. That doesn't even work in my real life. What you hear on the air, it's what I am in real life. It's the real deal.
All right. The Colts have named Daniel Jones their starting quarterback week one over Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson's hurt. This isn't a huge surprise.
Richardson's a friggin' joke from Florida State.
Florida.
A joke.
He's from Florida. But you're right. This guy.
Excuse me. I didn't mean to call him that.
I know. The fact of the matter is that Anthony Richardson is an undersized quarterback who's a speedster, but if you're going to be that, you can't get hurt all
Anthony
the time.
Anthony Richardson is 6'5". He's that big boy that came out of Florida.
Oh, I remember him coming out of Florida.
Yeah, he's huge. And he's like sissified, though. I mean, he's always hurt. I mean, my little pinky got hurt. Okay, well, too bad. You're in the NFL.
Yeah.
This is not flag football.
Well, yeah, you got to stay on the field if you want to continue to have a job. And Daniel Jones is one of these guys who we've seen it. We've seen careers coming together.
Yeah.
After these guys are drafted and get an opportunity in one place, instead of throwing them on the woodpile, like I guess we used to, they're resurfacing. And is Daniel Jones going to be the next Sam Darnold or the next Geno Smith who gets into an organization that's good? Yeah, Indianapolis is set up really good. They're missing a quarterback. So if he can step in and be the guy, Anthony Richardson's gone. Somebody else can pick him up.
And what a great sports city Indy is.
Yeah, it is. Trey Hendrickson not budging on his standoff with the Bengals. They're close, but he wants more guaranteed money or he wants to be traded.
What, you blame him?
I do, kind of. I feel like Cincinnati is a team that is potentially a championship-winning team, a Super Bowl-winning team.
Well, you know something? We'll pay the guy. I mean, you pay everybody else, but you're not going to give me guaranteed money. Well, you could, if you have no guaranteed money, they can give you $90 million on a contract. Doesn't matter.
Trey Hendrickson needs to be very careful here because he has a point that he's one of the best players on defense.
You know who will take him? He's up for trade now. You know who will take him? Either the Chargers or the Raiders will take him to go on the other side of Crosby.
Well, the reality of it is that Trey Hendrickson, though, is he could potentially turn into the bad guy here. He may have a good point. He may want out of Cincinnati. He could have handled it differently, and they could have moved on from each other and had an amicable breakup. But this has turned into a disgusting, nasty thing. And did you see, you know, we were ragging on the owner of the Bengals about...
Yeah, he should, because he's like a jabroni, man.
Well, the kid, was it Shamar Stewart? The kid that everybody was worried about. I mean, not everybody. I guess really it was one guy, the owner of the Bengals. Well, already he started a brawl on the sideline because he hit Joe Burrow during practice. And everyone on the team turned on him because we're practicing. That's our chances right there, is that kid.
Let me tell you, that boy is not... He's not even going to be good for the world pretty soon. And it's like, you give this guy money and guaranteed money, but you don't give a guy like Trey guaranteed money? Come on. And he led the whole NFL in sacks.
Well, you can't do it with one guy, which the Bengals really did kind of prove last year because he led the whole league in sacks.
The Redskins, I call them the Redskins because they're going to be the Redskins pretty soon. I can tell you this. That Jason Daniels the other night, man, he smoked it. I mean, he looked like a stud. And, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals, their defense sucked when he was in there because they didn't have Trey to come off that corner to keep him busy. And they're a different team without that guy.
Yeah, we're still in preseason. I'm not judging anybody on the results. Trey Hendrickson's a major loss for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if you have a great defense without having it be one guy, I just really, I don't know where to land here, because do you pay a guy on your defensive line or a linebacker all of that money when really...
Well, everybody one else guy, has done it.
And who, though? Who's paying out all of that huge money to those guys?
Well, or Raiders, or Crosby. I mean, just go down the line.
The Raiders have been irrelevant for a decade. You know who's not paying them? The Philadelphia Eagles. The Kansas City Chiefs.
The guy they should pay is the Dallas Cowboys.
There you go is a perfect example. They're going to pay him, and they're still going to be the Dallas Cowboys. The teams that seem to be successful are the guys that are building defenses and not finding these diamonds in the rough and paying them over what they deserve to be paid. And the Bengals, maybe
Trey Hendrickson is not a diamond in the rough. No. He's already proven himself. I mean, believe me, this guy's got stuff.
Well, they found a diamond in the rough, and he's a diamond. They found him, and now if they pay him all of that money, then they can't build a defense. The Philadelphia Eagles just won the Super Bowl, and they basically said, we're just going to draft the Georgia Bulldogs defense for the next 5 years and build a defense, and they did so, and they won the championship. So you can keep paying these guys in off positions a lot of money and hope that they can turn your franchise around, but at the end of the day, the only guys that deserve to be paid the huge money and the guaranteed money are the guys under center and the guys that are running the rock down the field. Outside of that, I don't, and even the running backs, really the quarterback is the only guy you should pay.
What about the wide receivers?
What about them? They're falling off now.
Well, you got your boy with the Redskins, McLaren.
Yeah.
He wants all that money. And, you know, I'm just telling you, this guy's a good ball player.
Well, I'll tell you this much. If they don't pay him and they bring in another wide receiver, they will be fine. That's the fact of the matter, because the reason why these guys want guaranteed money is because they don't think that they will finish out that contract. They might get hurt. They might fall off.
No, they want guaranteed money because of this. They know they got money. And that comes from agents. And agents are the worst people in the whole wide world.
Give me a guarantee that you're going to play out your entire contract, and I'll guarantee the money. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off.
All over the world.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit for just $1 each. Seriously, you can get all 3 if you want. They're just $1, so you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for $1? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's Back to School Sale is here with deals on looks your kids will love all year. Because even though they're sad summer is ending, let's be real, some of us are ready. It's time to trade the all-day PJs and always damp swimsuits for styles that'll keep up and hold up so your kids will be ready too. Shop Kohl's Back to School Sale and bring on the new year. Select styles. Price is good through August 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure, This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Absolutely. And I love what's going on in the world of sports now. Everything's starting to happen. You know what really intrigues me? And I think that if we're not careful, that Rob Manfred will kill baseball.
In my opinion, he's already, stabbed it about 30 times and it's bleeding out.
It's wounded.
This new announcement that he's made is not one that I am very much against. The only thing that I think that people are upset about is he's talking about breaking up the National League and the American League and making them
more. Well, you can't do that. That's the foundation, Jeff, of Major League Baseball, American League against the National League. They already switched the Astros from the National League to the American League. You got to stop that crap. You got to be a purist sometime and say, okay, this guy, you're going in the American League and you're going in this. You can't put the Mets and the Yankees in the same division because it's going to kill it. I mean, now you can't have a Subway Series, the Yankees versus the Mets.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. This guy's a, whoo, Lord, I want to say what I want to say, but I can't say what I want to say.
What's his MO here? Do you think this is Vegas? I'm wondering if he doesn't want the A's in the National League so that you've got the Vegas A's playing the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants. And
well, I know the A's are going to the Vegas, which is a great home for them. Where the Tampa Bay Rays need to go is Orlando.
I agree.
They need to go do a deal at Disney and build that Cracker Jack.
No.
Build that park out.
No. Don't go anywhere near Disney. People from Orlando don't want to go to Disney. You got to build it downtown. They have the perfect area where they built the new arena, the soccer stadium.
You got the old ballpark down there. What, at Tinkerfield?
Well, it's been gone for a few years. I think they tore that down, but the space is still there. Yes. The space is still there. It would have to be a big stadium. They'd have to, build a modern MLB stadium. It should be if not like Houston has.
Retractable.
The retractable domes. That would work really well. Definitely don't go to Disney, though. Stay as far as you possibly can. And don't get me wrong. If it were at Disney, as you know, I could get there in 10 minutes for a baseball game, and that would be awesome. But they'd have the same problem they had in Tampa. Nobody from Orlando wants to go west on I-4. So you've got to build it downtown where everybody can go and watch the games. And they've really decided that they're going to have that hub of sports downtown already. Build a baseball stadium there. Attract the Rays. Orlando has surpassed Tampa as the city in Central Florida, Orlando.
Well, you got to say this, and I've always said, I used to say when I had my production deal with Universal for so many years, I used to tell Norman Rice, the guy in charge there, I'd say, hey, Norman, if you were smart, you would get a pro baseball team here, like the Rays, because you have 80, million tourists that come here. Not only can you sell tickets for people coming in to visit to a ball game, like from Boston to New York to everywhere up north, it's coming to Florida. I mean, you'd sell out every damn game. It'd be a great, great crowd. But build that stadium like an old-time stadium, like a Minute Maid Park. You've been to Minute Maid in Houston.
I have.
Minute Maid is a great place to watch a ball game.
Their roof is incredible. Three-quarters of it comes off. And you can't even hear it happening. And they can do it if rain is forecast. I feel like it
took around, I think, 30 to 45 minutes. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
20 to 30, I think it is.
Yeah, to pull that retractable roof back and forth. So it's the technology's there. There's no more reason for rainouts in baseball. I agree. We've got Orlando and Tampa that are very close to each other. Tampa used to be the bigger city. I know, you know, being an Orlando native, we always said, okay, cool. Yes. Tampa, St. Pete. Well, how many towns are you going to count to make yourself bigger than Orlando? Exactly. But Tampa has always been able to get away with it. But now industry's moving to Orlando. It's become sort of a next gen hub for people in the computer industry, and it's growing. So Central Florida is going to be Orlando.
Another great town is you know, we're on one of the biggest radio stations in Utah, from Salt Lake City. And what a great town to have a Major League Baseball team. That will be the perfect town for expansion out west.
The
people in Salt Lake City are just great.
Let's do this, Eddie. So they're going to add two new teams. We're going to boot Orlando out of this conversation because I feel strongly that the Tampa Bay Rays are going to move to Orlando. So let's make our decisions if we ruled Major League Baseball, which two cities we would give Major League Baseball to. The cities that have been announced are Nashville, Salt Lake City, Charlotte, San Antonio, and Portland. I'm immediately taking Portland off of that list, and yeah. I feel like I immediately want to take San Antonio off of that list.
Oh, no. Are you nuts? No.
I'm not nuts.
Yeah, that's a huge sports town. And, you know, you got the Alamo Dome right downtown on the Riverwalk.
I don't feel like San Antonio is a good decision because San Antonio is a team that has the Spurs, and I feel really the same way about Portland. They have the Spurs, and they love that team, and I don't think they would support a new franchise. I feel the same way as about San Antonio that I do about Portland. That's just how I feel, and I feel strongly that if the decision is made to go to one of those two cities, I'm going to be able to tell you I told you so. So this is me. You get to do your own thing. I hate to do this to our good fans in Utah and Salt Lake City, but I'm going Charlotte and Nashville. Charlotte's shown they can support multiple teams.
No, I'd go Salt Lake. I would go Salt Lake and San Antonio. That's me, but you can't have both out west, so I would go Salt Lake and probably Nashville.
All right. Well, so we're agreeing on Nashville. And Salt Lake really does seem like a town that needs more sports.
Well, they just bought, you got that great owner with the Mammoth.
Yeah.
You know, the hockey team.
That's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. What do you call them?
That's what you call them, but don't. The Yetis would have been incredible, but the freaking cup company sued to not allow them to do it. Now we're stuck with the Mammoths.
That's a suck-ass name, but it's like at least they got a great team.
They're way better off in Salt Lake City than they ever were going to be in Phoenix, and so that's good that they've got now basketball and hockey. Baseball could come to them, but I really do. I think Charlotte, they support their football team that's terrible. They support their
and
hockey
basketball.
Team. Basketball. They've got three of the four majors, and they're supporting all of them.
They got one of the best, most beautiful parks right downtown. It's a AAA feel.
Yeah.
In Charlotte. And when you look out over it, you see all the big, tall buildings. It's like you're in New York, you know? And, I mean, you could build that thing out and make it a 50,000-seater easy, or 40,000, you know?
Listen to you coming over to my side. I've already moved you closer to Charlotte.
Well, I just spent 2 months in Charlotte shooting a series. So it's like, you know, I love Charlotte.
I feel like Nashville is a no-brainer. That's a town that's growing. They're supporting their football team.
Town.
Hockey, an incredible hockey town,
hockey.
Nashville.
Oh. And arena football.
So bring them to Nashville, bring them to Charlotte, and then Memphis can move to Nashville as well. They'll have all
Memphis,
four majors.
Let me say, God was very tired when he made Memphis.
Yeah, the Nashville Grizzlies sounds perfect to me. I don't know why it didn't happen the first time around, but Memphis got it. But move the...
Oh, you know what I would call them? The Nashville Sounds.
That's fine. I like it.
Yeah, the hell with the Grizzlies. There ain't no damn grizzly bears in Memphis.
I know. They're in Vancouver. Like, come on, where that, you know? Where that started and then moved to Memphis and have regretted it ever since. It hasn't worked out there. But Nashville and Charlotte, we could round them out with four of the majors if we sent baseball teams there.
Yeah, but I love Salt Lake City.
I do too, Eddie.
The people in Salt Lake are just great.
If they had three expansion teams on this list, Salt Lake City would have easily pulled in a team on my watch because they are a close third to those other two cities, in my opinion. Hey, we've got to jump going into the WWE. We teased it in the first segment, so we've got to get there. Give us this news.
Here's what's going to happen. They're going to put AEW, which is the WWE, they're going to put AEW out of business. They're going to run head-to-head in September on pay-per-views, and AEW can't handle them nationally. And that's where they're going to get them. They're going to take TNA and do a deal with TNA, which is owned by a huge Canadian company. Do a deal with them to move their show to a Wednesday night to go head-to-head with AEW. And then they're going to bury them. You know how you get rid of AEW, Jeffrey?
Let them keep putting out the product that they are?
Well, not only that, but you bury them nationally.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, you go head-to-head with them against well, your talent is a hell of a lot better than their talent. And you bury them. And so that's what I think that they're going to do to Tony Khan. And I said, you know something, Tony Khan? I tried to give you Eddie Mansfield to come in and save your damn company because I know how to get around this. But, you know, you guys, you got a bunch of jabronis working for you that have pissed out the people in the WWE. And they're going to bury you, and they'll put you out of business because you'll become a regional
promotion
wrestling network.
Yeah, TNA with the help of WWE to fix their production will look really good on Wednesday nights.
Oh, and not only that. Oh, my Jabroni of the Week is easy. That's Mike Brown, the worst owner in the NFL. The cheapest owner, the worst owner. And I can't believe he doesn't hire your guy from Central Florida, that number one sack leader in the NFL last year. But you can give some jabroni from that Chamorro guy his money, but you can't give a proven talent his money with Trey Henderson. I mean, we got a problem there.
I agree with you that if you're going to pay Shamar Stewart much less money than you're going to pay Trey Hendrickson, then you should pay Trey Hendrickson. But I also feel like these owners have to do business, and signing these defensive guys to quarterback contracts is not the way to do good business. And at the end of the day, Mike Brown might be able to say, I told you so, because paying these guys big money takes away from your ability to spread it out. And on defense, you have to spread it out. I don't think Trey Hendrickson is a defense maker. I think he's a very good
Jesus,
sacker.
Are you nuts?
I am.
Yeah, you got to be high off of dipping snuff or something, man. I mean, it's like come on. Right. I mean, it's like, hey, this guy is a buzzsaw, man. Trey is a great, great defensive guy. Did you see how the Bengals defense sucked the other night?
It's preseason, Eddie. We got to give it to it. They sucked last year, too, and Trey Hendrickson was the sack leader. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, my expansion teams are Salt Lake City and Charlotte.
Charlotte, I agree with you on. Salt Lake City, I just feel like Nashville, those are two cities that are growing and would have all four major sports. And they're cities that you don't think of when it comes
Nashville's too woke for me.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you there, Eddie, but you're talking about Major League Baseball, which, by the way, if you haven't remembered, is also too woke for you.
At the moment, yeah, with Manfred.
I know.
They're, you know, that's how come I don't watch them. You know, you're changing the image of baseball, and you can't do that. How come baseball is great?
Really?
It was a purist.
The breaking up of the American and National Leagues thing, he will have put his stamp on being by far the worst commissioner Major League Baseball has ever or will ever have, with all of his rule changes and then him putting the stamp on that with changing the way that baseball has been played for over 100 years. He will cement his legacy as the worst.
Hey, let me ask you this. You know the name of the highway that you got to get to? You drive on to get to Texas Rangers Stadium in Dallas. It's called Nolan Ryan, you know.
Oh,
Expressway.
Okay. Yes.
And so that's the guy you need to hire as commissioner to bring the purest baseball back to America. And that's what we need.
I am wholeheartedly for Nolan Ryan being the commissioner, but I can speak for Nolan Ryan when I say there is no way he's going to take that job.
He's got enough money. He could do it for free.
Well, he doesn't want that's the money's not the problem, though. The problem for him is that he's happy being
Nolan Ryan hanging out with his kids and grandkids on the farm. He doesn't want anything to do with
it. He's a rancher.
Rancher.
In Texas, we call it rancher.
The fact of the matter is he's happy doing whatever you want to call what he's doing. And he does not want to take the chance of destroying his legacy by following Rob Manfred as MLB commissioner. We're out of time here, Eddie. Tell him goodbye.
But Jeff Taylor, happy birthday, my friend. This is Eddie Mansfield saying so long, everybody.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.